interesting times in the southern tip of Africa. But with that, we say good morning to Peter Allam on this wild Monday morning. Peter, very good morning.
Yes, good morning, Wayne. I'm laughing. It is wild on the wild coast at the moment. You're right. The roads are upside down. I mean, I left at my normal town. I'm normally here by 7:15 latest. Today I only arrived, as you call it, 7:30. Sure. Amazing. But it's nice to see that the people are cautious. There's a lot of debris all over the show, like you say. And yes, we've had some wild little overflows on the roads of that. I went for lunch yesterday, and I tell you now, we went through at least two or three of the little, getting to the Glengarriff Lodge, little sections where we had to go very, very slowly and carefully through puddles.
Wow. Yeah. It was hectic, and, you know, we just hope, well, I know that there were lives lost in parts of the Eastern Cape, and, you know, we just hope that all the pieces can get picked up in good time.
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah. Our subject today is child protection. It's Child Protection Week. And funny enough, you know, I was aware of that, and my medical aid reminded me they have a very, very good article, CompCare, on child protection, you know, which they sent out to all of us members, and it's extremely informative, and I intend using it today. You know, it comes out as, what is child protection? And it states it is the vital commitment to shielding children from violence, exploitation, abuse, and neglect. Mm-hmm. So those are the four things. It encompasses potential harm, responding with care to allegations or suspensions of suspicion, shall I say, of abuse, offering support and services to safeguarding children, you know, building those responsible, accountable, and holding them responsible for any harm that might take place and might be inflicted onto children, innocent children. Children are innocent. They don't know. They can't perhaps explain what their problems are. But the types of neglect and the types of abuse that play a role are physical, which is always the worst, which children are beaten. You know, you get parents, for some unknown reason, that beat the children. The child's crying. They continuously beat it. The child's been naughty. They beat it. The child is just in the way. They beat it. And, you know, the bruises and that. So if anybody does note bruises and abuse of the child, this is the week to report it. Please do so. Don't hold back. You know, educational, there's an abuse of at educational levels as well. There's the emotional feelings between parents that have separated, got divorced, and that type of thing. There's also, in Children's Week, medical, which is why I say it was my medical aid, that said, please look for signs of assistance that's needed from a medical point of view. You know, that's one of the types of neglect that there is. And then, of course, the environmental situation as well fits into the picture. The basic needs of children is what must be first and foremost looked after, and that is the form of abuse that comes into it. A child must not be left hungry or without any clothes or cold in these particular circumstances. We must always remember that it's necessary for children to have proper shelter, supervision, and health care. Important that they have proper health care. So if there's a child that's sick that you come across, you know, you might not be able to assist, you might not be able to help the parent, but you never know. If you ask, you might well help somebody that needs a little bit of help, money to go and see a doctor, or money for cough mixture or something like that. So this is the week to do it in. It's Child Protection Week. And it's there. The physical and mental well-being of children must come first this week. You know, the week itself, all over the show, I'm sure that we'll see a lot more of it. It's to raise awareness of the child protection issues and the rights of children, to promote the prevention of child abuse and neglect, to encourage the reporting of a suspected child abuse. That's very important. Yeah. There is a duty on you. You know, it's not a case, it's not my business, got nothing to do with me. If you see it, there is a duty on you to do so, because, you know, that child can be seriously affected if you don't provide support and services to the victim of a child who's been abused or neglected. So if you're aware of it, please bring it to the awareness of other parties that can assist if you don't want to do it. And, you know, that's it. How do you report it? If you come across a child that you feel has been abused, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't want my name to be mentioned. That can be done. You have anonymous reporting that can take place to the welfare. They will take a call from you. They will tell you that, you know, they will keep it to themselves. They will do an inspection. So if you phone social welfare, they will certainly pick it up and do it. Of course, the other one, the main one that people go to is to the minister at the church, or to trusted religious leaders, as they call them these days, because we don't really have ministers. They should take up your issue as well. You could always go to the South African Police Force or any other law enforcement officer and report it as well. Of course, the main one as well is where children are at school, that the teacher should pick it up. You can report it to the teacher as well. If your child has come home and said, so-and-so has been abused at home, or, you know, be it sexually, be it with, let's say, physical, be it mentally, there's a duty on you to mention to the teacher, my child has said this. Even if it's suspicious or something that you're not 100% certain of, rather do it to protect the child. You know, the child's interest at the end of the day is what we're after. And that could help. That could save a child's life. That could make a child so much happier. You know, we're not talking about taking children away from their parents. We're talking about helping. We're talking about child protection. We've been there to protect children. Like I mentioned, I keep on saying, against neglect or abuse. You know, the child prevention is so important because it will make that little child happier in time to come. So if we sum up again and say, well, what types of abuse are there? I think that's the way to go around it. Like I mentioned earlier, physical abuse. That's where there's pain, markings, injury, you know, comes from hiding, from shaking, from burning, which is a terrible thing that happens. People pour boiling water over children, biting children, choking children. That's physical abuse where you can see scars, you can see marks, you can see bruises. The emotional abuse, a huge role. Shouting and screaming, you know, at children, insults, humiliation, intimidation, and bullying. Those are all part of the emotional, mental abuse that takes place. Of course, the worst one of all is sexual abuse, which is any sexual activity that happens without consent. Included are sexual acts which involve minors, unwanted touching, which has become bad, forced oral sex, rape. You know, it's sickening that it takes place. And yeah, don't say the child is big enough. Any child under 16 is not entitled to be abused sexually. Is not entitled to sex, even if that child consents. There is no such thing. If you are found having sex with a child under 16, you will be found guilty. You will go to jail. That's one thing. It can be a jail sentence. So be extremely cautious there. Sexual abuse is very common these days. Unfortunately, sex appears to have no meaning, and the kids grow up from a young age in a sexual environment and test things and that type of thing, which is not, you know, not nice at all. You can also get online abuse. Be careful, cell phones these days, and all the rest of it. Messaging can bully and hurt somebody. Statements made on, you know, on online can affect people badly. And then, of course, you know, the sad one is neglect, where parents just can't afford food, clothes, access to medical, schooling, inadequate shelter, no supervision whilst the parents is at work and things like that. So if you see a family in need and you help, it goes a great way to making this child protection week that much better for everybody. Domestic violence, protection orders and that, it's amazing. Violence between two parents or two adults who have a relationship. That type of abuse can be secondhand and come down onto the children. the words, the way you go about it, what's witnessed by the children, you know, hurts them dearly. So be careful of that as well. Don't get yourself tied up in something like that. The child protection laws in South Africa are strong, and you need to stand up and you know, ensure that you report anything that you are aware of. The sad thing is that the effect of child abuse really affects a child. You will see a different child. The child will not perform. The child will be scared. The child will be sickened. These are challenges that there are. You'll see a child, a bubbly child, and then you'll see a child that just keeps to itself. And invariably, that's where there are problems. So, you know, what happens with those children that are affected? They have a low esteem, if you want to call it that, self-esteem. You find them that they pull away from everything. They have that guilt and self-blame because their parents are fighting, or the partners that live together are fighting. They have a fear of the people that they're living with. They don't want to hurt anybody. Leads to depression. Eating disorders is one way of noticing it as well. If your child is not eating correctly, there's a difference where there's no food available and where the child is not eating because mommy and daddy or the people in the home continuously fight. You can see that. And that in turn leads to a mental problem, a mental health problem between people, anxiety, depression, stress, and that type of thing. So, you know, be careful. Look at the children. You know, substance abuse is another thing that arises from child abuse. It's a really bad one. You know, when people are down and out, they do silly things. They think that just substance abuse, be it alcohol, be it drugs, be it whatever, is going to assist and make things go away. It doesn't. It just makes it worse. So check on the behavior of children in and around you. Check on your children. Talk to your children. Make sure that, you know, they are safe and that they are happy. And that's what we're about this week. As I say, it's Child Protection Week, and it's really make a go of it and make sure that we protect our little ones.
And, you know, Peter, what you've basically said is that child abuse it takes so many different forms. And some of the forms are almost, dare I say it, so subtle that you don't even think that it's abuse. You know, you mentioned a number of instances that were considered abuse, and some of those are so subtle that you almost do a double take and think, wow, you know, that snide comment that is really out of place actually could be taken by that child and could affect them negatively. Because it comes with a bit of venom, possibly. So, you know, while at face value it might even sound like a joke, but a little bit deep down, that comment might actually hit hard and hit that child really, really hard.
Absolutely. As I say, what you just said now is completely correct, Wayne. It's sad. You know, little things, your signs of abuse are just there. They stare you in the face, and sometimes you don't do anything about it. I mean, you know, you get children that come home with sexual photographs at a young age. If you find that, you've got to get to the bottom of it. You've got to sort it. You know, they seem anxious, children that are hurt or that are lacking or that need care. You know, they have a few friends or they lack social skills because they're introverts. They have a poor bond with their parents, which is always so important. You know, wake up and look. Are you talking to your kids? Are you, dealing with them? Are they happy in the home? You know, you don't want children that are going to run away, go missing, starting to take alcohol, starting to drink, starting to be involved in sexual activities and things like that. There are just so many signs that a parent should pick up. And if you've been a good parent, you will know the behavior of your child. Behavior is the main one. So watch your child's behavior. Watch your child's friends' behavior as well. Now, get help. Don't be afraid to get help. If you're having problems, you know, you can always just ask for help and help will be there. There's no doubt about it. You know, you can, nothing's going to happen. It's not going to come back on you. You're not going to be punished and that type of thing. So, you know, any interaction or lack of interaction by parent or caretaker or teacher which results in accidental harm to the child's physical or development state, you know, brain-wise, must always be looked at carefully and attended to. That child needs protection.
And I know there are a number of outlets that or organizations that offer various forms of protection. I know Childline, the SAPS, I'm not sure if it's as effective as it used to be, but I know at one stage the SAPS had a very, very effective child protection unit. And you know, they really, really were effective. They had dedicated staff, well-trained staff. I just hope that that is still the situation.
Yeah, you know, as I say, the main thing there is, of course, Childline, like you mentioned. That's the one that you can report it on, and it will certainly, you know, come to the fore immediately. I think the number there to dial is 116 for help, if I'm not mistaken, if I've just, checked here now. Childline is on 116, and you can get help.
Okay.
You know, and you can also remain anonymous. To a neighbor or something like that that believes that there's something, report it. Even if it's not so, at least you've done your duty and you've reported it. You know, as I mentioned, that's the main thing, is to report it and make sure that it is brought to the fore. That's very important there. So, yeah, you've got child protection services. You've got law enforcement, which is the police station. You've got a trusted teacher or a fellow adult, a brother or a cousin that you maybe know. Religious leaders, like I mentioned. And, of course, you know, your that 115 is 116, I mean, sorry, is anonymous reporting as well. They will take it up. So if you give a name and a place, they will look into it.
They will look into it. Wow, so many different options, and hopefully one that you don't ever have to use, but the options are there. If you find, as a child, if you're finding in an abusive situation, or as an adult that's picked up on something, to contact somebody. And I would guess, failing all else, if somebody had to reach an attorney, they would be able to point you in the right direction, if not actually assist in taking action going forward.
Yeah, if something was reported to me, I would ensure that the proper authorities investigate it. I would call the parenting, if that's the type of person I am, if I heard that there was an abuse somewhere. Somebody sent me a message today to say so-and-so is being abused. I will certainly take it up. You know, they might, if they tell me it's none of my, don't want to talk to me or it's none of my business, I will then report it to the authorities to make sure that it is taken further and properly.
Because that would be a sign of that there is actually something going on.
Correct.
Right.
Absolutely.
And Peter, on that note, if somebody wants to reach you at Alam's Attorneys or Alam's Attorneys, how do they go about it?
Yeah, they can get us on Facebook, Alam's, A-L-L-A-M-S for sugar, add an S to our surname, like us on Facebook, and you'll get all our details there. Alternatively, we are to be found at 6 Sansom Road in Vincent, the little side street where Pep Stores is. Telephone 043-721-018.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Peter. Have a great day. Stay dry, stay warm, stay safe. And we'll chat again next week, Monday.
Super. Thanks,
Wayne. Thanks very much, then. Cheerio. That's Peter Allam with today's edition of Legal Eagle. And the, you know, very, very important, of course, it's Child Protection Week this week. And thanks, Peter, for bringing that to our attention and highlighting the plight of children. This chat will be on our website later today as well, for download as a podcast. Coming up at 8, we've got news, the stories. President Ramaphosa thanks the IEC. The IEC says the election was the most difficult. The Patriotic Alliance is concerned about the influence of business on government. And sports news with Mark Godfrey. That all coming your way at the top of the hour. Do stay tuned.